This is the Don and Mike Show. One day till the last Don and Mike Show.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe we're playing this song.
No, it isn't. It's the ultimate best of Don and Mike. Thanks for joining us for our favorite moments. Don was forever amused by the Luckyman, by Mike as the Golden Boy.
Oh, he was and is the Golden Boy.
Well, not always.
Well, sometimes it's in quotation marks.
Right. This would be an example of those quotation marks.
Absolutely. When Mike finagled his way on a private jet, hey, that's something, to Bermuda, and no one was really impressed.
That's sad.
And this is the result. Bermuda, lousy with disease on the best of Don and Mike.
Mike, how was it once you got down off your fancy jet to Bahamas?
Well, here's the
Bermuda. With your mama.
The Bermuda, you get off the thing. You're not supposed to bitch about the prices, but it is without question the most expensive place I've ever seen. Wow. I mean, I haven't been all over the world.
Oh,
I've just been,
yes, you have.
Oh, yes, in my private jet. I haven't had a chance yet to go around the world, but. Man, I mean, the one thing one of the cab drivers told me down there, they pay $6 a gallon for diesel gas.
Sure.
So that gives you a little perspective. And everything is like that, especially if you stay at a hotel. Everything is very, very expensive. And
that's why I camp out when I go there.
It'd be a lovely place to do that. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. And everything went well. Got to see the family. Was a little uptight because, you know, as I mentioned earlier during the previous break, I craved their approval.
Right.
And got down there and enjoyed myself. And we were going to play golf with a friend of mine that came down on the plane, also from my hometown now. And my brother-in-law and my nephew, and we were going to play Sunday at 12:30, and everything was going fine. Catherine had a cough, which was not really anything unusual. She had a cough like a kid will have a cough.
That's your older daughter.
It's my oldest daughter, right? My 9-year-old, right. And I went out to the golf course and got to the first tee, and you hear the guy say, "Is there a Mike O'Mara here?" Oh, yes, you have an urgent call. I can't really do I didn't work on it enough as far as the Bermudian accent. You have an urgent call back at the hotel. It's kind of this. It's kind of the Bahamas meets Britain.
Okay,
that's the accent. Urgent call, and then I walk up and he said the starter has the information for you there. And I walk. He said yes. You your daughter has a medical emergency.
Oh,
and
my.
As soon as I hear it's like somebody's taking a 2x4 and shoving it in my gut. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
You don't know what it is. So I call back to the hotel, and life does move slowly on the island, because at this point he said, "I will call the hotel for you." Tick, tock, tick. And he was watching cricket. They watch cricket down there.
Sure they do.
So I think he was kind of into not having his game interrupted when he's watching his cricket, and there's cricket.
It's exciting.
And
first and 10 on the 15.
I watch him call.
There's the 7-up guy.
Oh.
you know the guy I'm talking about.
What he looked like.
Every holder.
The cola nut.
He's pressing all the buttons very slowly, and I finally go, he said, "Okay, I think this is the number." I'm like, "Yes, thank you, thank you." And the phone rings, and then there's nothing. It's like one of those European rings where it's,
right.
And then I get the dot, 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 dot. I'm like, "It's not working." And then somebody comes by and says, "You have a call on the other line." So I pick it up, and it's my sister. My sister, who used to be an EMT, so when she says something, you listen. She said, "Catherine is having a little difficulty breathing," which is freaking me out. But I know she's got a chest cold, so it's something. I said, "Well, how is it serious?" She said, "Well, she's using, she goes in all this medical terminology, but she doesn't blow stuff out of proportion." So I'm immediately, saying, "I got to get back." And fortunately, made it back. She was doing fine, but it was determined that we should probably take her to a doctor. Well, it's the weekend, and just like here in the States,
weekends here,
like,
have a can of beer.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody's having a can of beer, and the only place in town is the one hospital they have on the island. My friend Demetrius, who was with me, he came back and he said,
"Hello, Mike." I am
Demetrius.
He doesn't
talk like that. No.
It doesn't matter, Mike.
No,
it really doesn't matter.
He's not from the island.
I am Demetrius.
He's from back here.
No.
He doesn't sound like that.
Sure.
So get there. She's doing okay because she's a cool kid, but it's determined we should go to the emergency room. It looks like any emergency room you would see. So I breathe a sigh of relief. But what I notice is all over the walls, they have posters about asthma. Asthma here, asthma here. Here are your symptoms. Cover your mouth if you have to cough. Wheezing, which she had, coughing, difficulty breathing. And I'm looking around and I'm going, Jesus, I mean, what is this? What?
Did you ever think that maybe she's just allergic to luxury?
I certainly hope not. She could get used to that.
Not my daughter.
But you know how you can tell with a kid when a kid stops talking, and Catherine's got, you know, a lot of energy, and she's just kind of staring off into space.
Right.
And Kathy said she was kind of, you know, you could see like her auxiliary muscles on her side as she was really struggling to get a breath.
Wow.
And I, you know, as I said, I hate to be father of the year, but I'm not sure I would have brought her into an ER because it would have been, you know, yeah, she's got a cough. It's not that big a deal. As soon as they bring her in there, you see this stuff where they have the asthma signs, and they put this thing on her finger, which I guess I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but it measures how much oxygen is getting into your blood.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
And she was depleted in that area, so she was not getting the right amount of oxygen. And it was very quick. It was quicker than ERs are here in the States. We actually got back, and then we met the doctor. Hello, I call him the swashbuckler. He's like the Bluebeard, the pirate that washed up on the beach at Bermuda, but his head is shaved and he doesn't have any facial hair. And he walks in and it almost startles us because we're sitting there and Catherine's lying down in this little bed, and he walks in and says, "Hey, good afternoon. How are we all doing today? Is this who's this little guy?"
Now, is this anything like I'm thinking of that Sean Connery movie Medicine Man. I'm thinking of something like Gilligan's Island.
It's a little disconcerting because he kind of swashbuckles into the room and he goes, "Well, what seems to be the trouble here? Yeah, what's your name?" "Catherine." "Hello, Catherine. How are you?" "Let's have a look, shall we?" And I'm just going, Jesus. I mean, I hope she's not scared because I'm terrified of the guy. And the guy's just walking, and he's got the scrubs on, and then he's got what appears to be almost like a Harley Davidson T-shirt underneath.
Of course.
A strange guy, and he's like, going,
Bermuda.
"All right, let's have a listen here. All right. What I'm going to do, he does do the explanations. What I'm going to do here, Catherine, is I'm going to take this stethoscope and have a listen to your chest. All right, here we go. Let's have a listen. All right, breathe in deeply for me, darling. Okay. Yes. That's not that good, is it? There we go. Let's have another listen in the back here. Oh, yes. Yeah, I think you got a bit of a problem right there. Let's take a look at your chart. Yeah. Sounds to me like a bit of an upper respiratory thing, maybe asthma. Asthma. This island's covered with it.
This is a doctor.
Yeah, this bloody island. Wow. And suddenly he went from being a doctor to having this disdain for the island. He goes, "Everybody's got bloody asthma around here. Asthma and diabetes." And I'm sitting there. I'm looking at my sister. My eyes are like wide. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what's happening right there?
At any point, was he accompanied by a midget that was dressed just like him?
No. He was scary, though. He was just like, and then he went from being a doctor to being like, you know, this total disdain for like his job and where he was. "Asthma. Yeah, the island's covered with it. That's what we got. Asthma and diabetes." And I'm like, okay. All right, what are we going to do? And then he goes into his, like, diagnosis and what he's going to do, which means he's going to give her we're going to nebulize her. And I'm just like, what the hell is that? He's like, Kathy. She's like, so put a mask on her, put some medicine, get her into her lungs. I thought he was going to, all right, bring in the leeches. We're going to bleed her for a while. We're going to bleed her and see how she's doing. Bloody asthma. Covering the whole island in a diabetes. So he sashays, swashbuckles his way out, and this is where the interesting thing happens.
How many goats did they want?
They were out in there. The nurses,
return for payment.
The male and female nurses. It was a social club out there. Oh. The doctor flew in. The triage
nurse. They all drinking
out
of shrunken heads.
It was just basically they're all talking and stuff. So at one point I went out and I say, I think she was supposed to get some sort of thing. Oh, let's see. That's right. Yes, he'll do that in just a second. I think he's got to sign her up for it. I'm like, okay. So I go walking back in. 45 minutes passes. We're waiting for somebody to come in and give her the treatment. And suddenly Swashbuckler comes back in.
Here he comes.
He walks back in and he goes, "Ah,
Alrighty then. Well, you're looking better. Let's have a listen, shall we? Yes. Yes, I see. I see. I think that's great. I think you're doing better.
My sister says, she hasn't been treated yet.
Oh, she hasn't.
And then that the same, you know, the same asthma attitude comes
on. The disdain.
The disdain for it.
This bloody place right now. Let me take care of this right now. And he goes mumbling, and you hear him going, yes, I read it down in a goddamn chart.
And 5 seconds later, they came in. They gave her the thing. They gave her like one of those little puffers that she's supposed to take, right. And they gave her some pills and
puffers and pills as like a buzz weekend.
But it was a little dicey. But the weekend was great. My 85-year-old mom getting around great for her age.
She's
doing great. She's getting older. You know, like I mean, 85. Yeah. It's you know, but she is doing really really well. And it was good to see the whole family. We haven't done that. We haven't done that where we got the whole family together, and I struggled for their approval.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do that more often.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You were on a plane?
Yes.
A private plane?
Yes, sir.
How cool is that?
Hey, Mike.
You made it spit out its water.
Everybody's giving you what you want.
Very cool. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to do what your family didn't do for
don't
you.
Don't you wish you were me? Yes, sir. Yep, very exciting. Nice.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Asthma crawling over the honor.
Hello.
Hey, I want to verify Mike's brother's really 85.
You want to verify
that Mike's mom is 85?
Right, yeah, because he's 45 and she's 85, and she had to be 40 when she had him.
What's that?
Hey, hold on. We got a math expert on the phone. He just figured out if you're 45 and your mom's 85, your mom
was 39 when I was born. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you count your fingers and toes there. I mean, 40, that's awful.
Yes, sir. Actually, I am mildly retarded and partially deformed. Thank you, asshat. Thank you for calling.
Now, there's no reason to yell at someone when they nail the fact, Mike. Yeah. You do have webbed fingers and toes.
It was back in the 1950s, so, you know, they really weren't that good in delivering children. I was premature, though. I was premature. I was a preemie. Hard to believe now, isn't it?
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Oh, Mike, like you didn't have a private helicopter waiting to rush your daughter to the hospital.
All right.
You and your connection. Yeah,
secrets out. Yeah, yes, right. And that man I was mocking was my own private physician.
Don and Mike.
That travels with me on the plane.
Hello.
Come on now.
Dr. Nick.
I was just curious how much the medical services cost.
First of all, you have to pay, and then you can reimburse it with your own insurance. So they'll send you a form.
But that's for the reimbursement with your own insurance.
The whole thing was $350. That's how much it cost me for the whole process, which I don't think is bad. I think it's probably a little
bit. It's about the cost of two breakfasts, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be two breakfasts on Bermuda, but the medical care was actually reasonable.
Couldn't fly in a private jet for that.
What about the asthma down there?
The asthma. Asthma. It's all over the bloody island. Asthma and diabetes. Yeah, they get it. They're sick. Most of the people are sick. You know, good place to be. Blue water, real pretty. And asthma, crawling with it. Crawling with it. And he hated it. Because, I mean, really, that's all they have down there.
My favorite part of that whole thing is that he leaves and comes back in the room and your kids had no medicine. He goes,
looking better now, aren't you?
That's what he says. Yeah.
Your sister, the nurse, has to say, wait a minute, hold on, dude.
I guess the bloody leeches worked, didn't they?
Is asthma something you catch or something you're born with?
All I know is, you know how we complain about the pollen around here?
Right. Yeah.
There's something on that island, some plant or, well, I mean, it's all floral and stuff like that. There's something going on. The lady that discharged us from the hospital, she has it. Her daughters both have
it. Discharged.
Was it a bad discharge?
Discharge. It's all over the island.
Okay, one more. We got
bloody venereal disease.
Huh? Don and Mike, hello.
Donaldo y Miguel.
Yes, hi, hola.
Buzz, how we doing?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, you didn't get a free pair of lungs when you tripped to asthma land?
No free pair of lungs. We're going to have a lung transplant right now. Asthma.
And what else?
They've all got it. Each and every one of them.
Diabetes.
Asthma and diabetes. Yes, a bunch of people that can't breathe with their legs chopped off.
Fat people coughing.
Fat people wheezing. Limbs being amputated with saws.
Hello.
It's like the bloody pirates.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's that? What can I do for you?
Hey, Mike, I'm glad your daughter's okay.
Thank you.
And, man, that trip on the private plane, that's awesome. I've always wanted
okay,
to do that.
Okay.
I've got it now. I really, I've got it. Thanks so much.
You feeling the love now?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because I won't get it from me family because they've all got asthma and diabetes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.